On the same day, the United Nations put out a report warning the world that it isn't doing enough to tackle climate change. The U.S. Supreme Court heard what could be a monumental case in this country for the climate. The arguments, which have finished for the day, focused on whether the Environmental Protection Agency can regulate greenhouse gas emissions. The case could also have larger implications for the way that government works in general. Nathan Rott is a member of NPR's climate team. And Nate, why don't you come on in here and walk us through the case before the Supreme Court today?
Yeah, so the Supreme Court heard arguments this morning about a group of lawsuits that date all the way back to the Obama administration, centered on arguably Obama's largest climate policy, the Clean Power Plan. It aimed to cut greenhouse gas emissions from the nation's power sector by phasing out fossil fuels, mainly coal, and it did that by using the Clean Air Act. The irony here is that the Clean Power Plan never went into effect. It was challenged by Republican-led states and coal companies. It was held up in court. Then Trump replaced it, and his regulations were held up in court. And Biden isn't bringing either regulation back. But the Supreme Court is looking at it anyway, which is very unusual.
So, I mean, if the rules are essentially dead, why look at it anyways?
Well, yeah. So the real thing the Supreme Court is looking at here is the scope of the Clean Air Act, whether and how it can be used by an administration to cut the country's contribution to global warming. Because the Clean Air Act doesn't explicitly say anything about climate warming emissions. It only gives the Environmental Protection Agency the authority to regulate pollutants that can endanger public health and welfare.
I mean, isn't that what climate warming emissions do?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, right? The UN report that you mentioned earlier says billions of people are already at risk from climate change. You know, even the Supreme Court has ruled that greenhouse gases endanger public health and welfare. But the Republican-led states challenging this are arguing that Obama's EPA went too far. Here's West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey.
These agencies, these federal agencies, don't have the ability to act solely on their own without getting a clear statement from Congress.
And so they're saying if the federal government is going to try to do something major, like change the nation's power sector, that needs to be directed by Congress.
So you're saying the court could rule that federal agencies can't regulate something unless they have been explicitly directed to do that?
Right. The major question's doctrine. And there are two reasons why if, and again, it's if, the Supreme Court rules that way, it's such a big deal. First, you know, Congress doesn't pass a whole lot of laws anymore. Democrats haven't been able to pass climate legislation, even with a slim majority. And second, right, a lot of the laws that we do have were written vaguely. Here's Lisa Heinzerling, a law professor at Georgetown University.
The Clean Air Act was, I think, consciously designed to take on problems as they evolved, problems that Congress might not have been aware of, or if it was aware of, only dimly in 1970.
Nate, I'm thinking problems like climate change.
Yeah, absolutely, right? So if the Supreme Court rules broadly on this, it could not only significantly limit the types of actions an administration like Biden's can take on climate change, but it would also call into question the scope of many other federal rules and regulations.
NPR's Nate Rott, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.